عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله تعالى طيب لا يقبل إلا طيبا، وإن الله أمر المؤمنين بما أمر به المرسلين، فقال: يا أيها الرسل كلوا من الطيبات واعملوا صالحا. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم. ثم ذكر الرجل يطيل السفر أشعث أغبر يمد يديه إلى السماء: يا رب يا رب، ومطعمه حرام ومشربه حرام وملبسه حرام وغذي بالحرام، فأنى يستجاب له. رواه مسلم.
On the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, "The Messenger of Allah, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, said, Allah the Almighty is good and accepts only that which is good. Allah has commanded the faithful to do that which he commanded the messengers. And the Almighty has said, O ye messengers, eat of the good things and do right. And Allah the Almighty has said, O ye who believe, eat the good things wherewith we have provided you." Then he mentioned the case of a man who, having journeyed far, is dishevelled and dusty, and who spreads out his hands to the sky, saying, "O Lord, O Lord," while his food is unlawful, his drink unlawful, his clothing unlawful, and he is nourished unlawfully. So how can he be answered? It was related by Muslim. We learn from this hadith: 1. Allah the Almighty is good and accepts only that which is good. 2. Supplication should be pure and should emanate from that which is pure. 3. Islam enjoins Muslims to earn their living from lawful sources. 4. Supplications of earner of the unlawful are not answered. 5. Supplications of the humble are answered. 6. Supplications of the one who is on travel is answered.